Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, it's Stat or Story time. And one of the rare occasions, this doesn't happen very often, but I guess it's the benefit of an extra hour on our show.
Yeah.
We get to watch a live baseball. Our team's playing right now.
Yeah,
top of the first inning, getaway day in Atlanta.
Already got a runner on. Strider, here we go. Going to give up three runs, and we're going to score one, and we're going to lose again. That's the Braves.
We're playing pretty bad right now, so we might be able to match you today. We'll see. It's a race to the bottom currently between our two teams, but we'll see how it plays out in Atlanta. Decision day. This is Stat or Story. Hello, everybody. Stat or Story. It's a segment we do every Wednesday. And the way that the segment works is we're all going to give you a number.
Take turns.
Take turns passing it around. We give out a number. That number then comes with a stat or a story associated with it. And it is the job of the other host and you listening wherever you are listening to decide, is that number a stat or is it a story? Would you like me to go first to launch it off today?
Absolutely.
Your number today.
Okay.
You ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Your number today. Mm-hmm. 24. 24. Is it the number of total touchdowns that Mekhi Hughes, the new running back at Oregon, scored in his 2 years at Tulane? 24 total touchdowns in 2 years.
That's some good highlights, man.
Yeah. Or is it the age of an influencer who likes to film herself going swimming, did not realize that in one of the places where she swam, where she talked about it smelling funny and being a little bit warmer, that she was swimming in raw sewage?
I'm going to go story here, Bob.
You're the story?
I think you're...
24 touchdowns in two seasons, you
that
said?
That seems a little light.
He was at Tulane for 2 years.
I know he was really good, and people are excited about... That's a lot of tutties.
Oh, I think that's light.
You think he scored more than 24 touchdowns?
24 touchdowns in two seasons is light?
That's 12 tutties a year, or a bigger tutty, a lower tutty,
if you will.
You're
going
to go story. That's an average of one a game. If you're playing in Tulane in whatever conference that they're
in... You poo-poo in Tulane?
You're also poo-pooing 24 tutties in two seasons.
Group of five poo-pooer over here.
Guy?
We got B1G Swigart on our hands.
Yeah. I'm going to go story.
So you're both story, but for different reasons. Got to do it twice. He scored 24 touchdowns in 2 years.
That's
great. He had, let me pull up the numbers. Seven rushing touchdowns his freshman year. He rushed for 1,400 yards as a freshman at seven touchdowns. Last year, he had 15 rushing touchdowns and two receiving touchdowns. He rushed for nearly 1,500 yards. That accounts for a total of 24 touchdowns
in
two seasons.
Like, who's right here to you?
You would be more right. If you would have argued that logic to me, I would have sided with you. Not less. Because he's a true... He's only been there for 2 years, so you're telling me he's a true freshman. He's playing right away and then scoring that many touchdowns 2 years in. That's a lot of touchdowns in 2 years. He had a total of 17 last year. That's a lot of tutties. No, the story is an influencer, but the influencer is 33 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think this was down in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. And essentially, she films... She's big on TikTok, I guess, filming herself... swimming in different bodies of water and relaxing in the ocean and all that kind of stuff. And she jumps in. She films the entire thing. You can go watch it on her TikTok. And she's talking about, you know, the water smells a little funny today. The water's a little warmer than it usually is. I swim here quite often. And the video gathered over 2.3 million views. And it was the viewers of the video that ultimately figured out where she was and what she was doing and understanding that she was swimming in a place that they had just spent a lot of time dumping raw sewage into.
God.
She said, quote, "When I was swimming in it, I had no idea it was sewage. When I got into the car, my husband said it looked like I had sewage on my face, and we joked about it, not knowing that it was in fact true. Only once when the comments started coming in did I realize what I had done. Some locals said they saw on the news about sewage leaking into the ocean at that beach. I noticed the water looked darker than usual, especially in that spot. It was very brown, very murky, a little bit warmer than usual. I definitely got it in my mouth. I was going underwater and playing around in the foam."
Oh, my God. Oh,
how many showers does that take?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Infinite. 24
till the end of time. 24 showers is how many.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead. You get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'll go next. Your number is four.
Four.
Four. Four. Is it the amount of games Bears quarterback Caleb Williams had a higher completion percentage than 70 in last season as his new head coach, Ben Johnson, says he wants his completion percentage to be 70% this year?
Okay, 70% or greater?
Oh, greater than 70.
Greater than 70%. Okay.
Or is it the ranking Bend, Oregon came in for CNN's best towns list in America in 2025?
Wow. I'm going to go story. And my dirt logic is that I think it could have been more than four. He had some rough moments. He played better as the year went on.
Do you want the season completion percentage? I'm just asking.
Sure, why not? 50-something?
62.5%.
62.5%. Yeah, I'm still going to say I could see it being five or six, and then with some absolute duds in there where he's down at like 52% in some games, throwing the ball a lot. And Bend is wonderful, and it's a magical place,
wonderful.
And it should be in the top five, and I'm going to go story.
I'll go story as well.
Wow, look at you guys.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Was my logic right?
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
He had five.
Five
games last year, including an almost 80% game.
Yeah.
of 70-plus percent completion percentage. Ben Johnson says, we need that number for the season on average to be 70%. So let's keep an eye on that for Caleb Williams.
That's manageable.
According to CNN.com, I know, fake news for some, their best towns list around America, Bend, Oregon comes in at number four.
Oh, we got silence here.
Our system's crashing.
I don't know what happened. It's all over.
Here are the towns behind Bend. Number five, Annapolis, Maryland. Never been.
Annapolis, Maryland's beautiful. It's where the Naval Academy is.
Number six, Petaluma.
California.
California.
I don't know if I've ever been to Petaluma.
Me either. La Cruces, New Mexico?
Las Cruces.
Las Cruces.
Name of New Mexico State University.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Number eight, Northampton, Massachusetts. And number nine, Clarksdale, Mississippi. And number 10, Rapid City, South Dakota. Could you guess the cities above Bend, Oregon? 3, 2, and 1, according to CNN.com.
I mean, I'm going to guess they're kind of random place. None of these seem like they're big cities, so they're all kind of random, run of the mill.
I will tell you this.
Can I throw a Savannah, Georgia in there? Is that in there?
It didn't make it. You'll know these three towns.
Charlestown?
Our boss is near one of them. Our former boss. Our former brand man.
Is
near one of them.
Somewhere in Virginia? Roanoke, Virginia? No?
I think more home.
North Carolina. Raleigh? Durham.
Fine. Roy Williams. Home of Chapel Roy Williams.
Hill. Chapel Hill?
If you read the Roy Williams book, you'd know this.
I did not read the Roy Williams book.
Asheville.
Oh, Asheville. I have been to Asheville. Asheville's awesome.
Is it?
It's a beautiful town.
That's number three. Number two. It's a state kind of close to us.
I'm out of guesses. I give up.
Okay. Missoula, Montana.
Ah, I've never been.
Never been either. And number one, Ithaca.
Ithaca, New York.
Ithaca, New York.
Okay. Ithaca, New York. They cite natural wow factor, outdoor activities, wine and cider, college town culture.
Is that road trip or Euro trip?
Road trip.
Road trip. That's right.
Yeah.
Ithaca University, wasn't it? Isn't that the name of the university? Yeah.
You know, because it's your dog.
It's your dog. All right. What do you got, Swag?
Your great start for Strider.
132.
Awesome.
132.
Is it the number of combined completions in NCAA college football games between Austin Novosad and Dante Moore?
Oh.
Or is it the number of the episode of the famous Yada Yada episode of Seinfeld, as today is International Yada Yada Day?
And this is a story.
See, now at this point after last week, I can't tell if you're screwing with me or not.
Last week, I got it right when I told you.
You did?
Yeah.
And then it came out, you were lying to me.
Do what you want to do. Yada, yada, yada. I know the answer. Yada, yada,
I will use some dirt logic here. Like, 132, Novosad has been played hardly at all in 3 years. Like, how many total completions can that guy have in 2 years?
Don't outthink the room, dude. Choose.
I got to show my work, how I get there. I got to show my math. I can't just write down the final answer.
Work is wrong.
I got to show you my equation and how I did my process to get
there. No partial credit here.
I know.
I don't get 75% right.
Yes.
I'll go story.
Okay, what did you say?
I gave you the first answer.
You said story, right?
Yes.
You idiot.
Yada, yada, yada. There's no way they've completed.
Dante Moore has thrown 121 completions.
Liar,
Austin
liar.
Nova said 11. That makes 132.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're not counting the completions to the other team when he threw those pick sixes, are you?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Because he did it a lot. The famous Yada Yada Day, or Yada Yada episode of Seinfeld was the 153rd episode, the 19th episode of the 8th season, as famously George's new girlfriend liked to use Yada Yada a lot, said ran into her ex-boyfriend the other night, Yada Yada.
I'm very tired today.
And then
Elaine does the yada yada
about
a date.
They got together with ex-boyfriend, turned out. Don't mean to, you know, if you haven't seen Seinfeld, that's your
fault. You can't yada yada over the sex.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Turned out the new girlfriend was a shoplifter. Anyway, today is International Yada Yada Day. Apparently 7 years ago on this day, 7 or 8 years ago on this day, Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander reenacted that scene in his Coffee with Comedians in Cars podcast that he did. and referenced the actual he knew of the holiday.
Is that Larry, still going on?
Larry David? No, he has not done that show in a few years.
Okay.
Have you seen Larry David's doing a new thing?
No. What's he doing?
He's doing something with HBO.
A movie, show,
I believe it's a limited series is how it was described.
I'm all for it. I'll watch anything, Larry David.
It was a Barack Obama executive produced project.
Aha, for Larry David, huh? How many different things have a day? Is that deserving of a day?
Everything has a day.
Everything
can
has
we get a day.
A day?
Can our show get a day? Can we have 105.1 The Fan Day?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Did we not get a proclamation from Mayor Wheeler there?
It's an American history sketch comedy show is how it's described.
Okay. Not knocking my socks off, but I'll watch it. I'm curious. Anything Larry David related, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
There you go. Stat or story. Every Wednesday, we're assuming 9:15 is where we'll keep this, but, you know, we're exploring the space. We don't know where this is all going to go. There you go. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you played along at home. Let's get to a couple other notes out of the National Football League, including one owner who has had a bit of a microscope on him of how are you handling this situation? Do we believe what he's saying, and do you buy what he is selling you? That is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.